What up, y'all? We're back with another episode of Blurtish. I'm Keith Cooper, and I'm here with
Mark. Dub. In space.
He is now
the love.
Oh, wow. I think our podcast is forming into something totally different when Mark is adding extra special effects. I don't know. We're going to call it not the love below, the love to the side podcast. Love to the side. I don't know why, man.
Oh, that is terrible and dope at the same time, Coop. Coop, say, bro, you be on your name grind, bro. You do your thing. I like
love to the side. Yo, make that a love dating app or something, or a love or a love podcast. I don't know. Somebody might need some advice.
I'd be crazy rich and be mad alone.
Wow. Jesus. That would get sad.
Speaking of making apps and other genius things, we have our local resident genius from West Philadelphia, born and raised. Hey, Locke.
Hello.
What's poppin'?
Locke.
Hey, he's Locke. The man in the metaverse. Don't find him. He'll find you.
Don't find him. Don't search. Is he real? Is he really here? Am I losing my mind? Mind?
Sure. I'm not ready, man. Like, all right, whatever that energy you want, save it for the Batman that they don't need, y'all. Save it for the Batman. It sounds like some Batman villain stuff right there.
But today, I got it. Y'all, I am so lucky to have our guest on this podcast because he did something the last time we watched this joint. And he took notes. And I said, Coop, why don't we take notes? Coop was like, you know, we used to.
Back in year one. Some super villain that's on this pod scrambled it all up with his confusion rays.
His confusion.
Oh, God, man.
Right.
All right, y'all. All right, time out. Mark, I can't continue the show. Like, have you been sipping juice and stuff? I know it's Fat Tuesday tomorrow. What have you been doing?
Right. But yo, the notes. Getting back to the notes. Rerouting.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Oh, all right.
Excellent notes. Marvelous notes. And we shall. This is gonna be like when you go to the black church, and they say the program is gonna go as announced, unannounced. Yeah,
I haven't heard that in a long time.
And I think I said it wrong, so you can tell how long it's been since I heard.
Shout
it.
Shout out to the black churches when they hit the program and they have it timed, and they be like, "All right, we done. We out of here." And I guess shout out to the churches where, you know, one or two people say the hell with that program. I'm going to just get up here and I'm going to give you my life story and you're going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pastor still go get theirs and you're going to deal with it. Those
the pastor
will
be like, look, but, y'all let him have all that time. Y'all know I still got to have mine. So,
hey, man.
Here we go.
When you have the seven you know, guest preachers, and it's like Good Friday. I've been to one of those programs.
Oh,
I'm just saying, hey, with the guest preacher, that's before the pastor is better than the guest preacher. You just need to get regular pastor, sit down, just let that man have that. But no,
oh no, he's not about to come and outshine me in my church.
Bad okay. Rabbit hole. All right, yes, rabbit hole. Sorry, y'all, Mardi Gras.
We might need to get some vipers for all these rabbits because we're going down the hole.
Did you say vipers?
Speaking of vipers,
God damn.
Carlton is back in full effect.
All right. Great segue. Before we keep, I don't even know how we're going to start off this, but I guess we'll just jump in. Carlton has, you know what, last episode, I haven't even posted yet, but I actually gave him a little love. Forget all that. I hate Carlton. We all hate Carlton, and he deserves our hate. So, you know, I'm going to swing it to you, Crypto King, with the notes.
All right, well, I mean, we got episode 5 here. It starts off, you got Uncle Phil taking Hillary to the side, you know what I mean, dropping his knowledge. I really got a lot of respect for Uncle Phil, you know what I mean?
Yes. This was an Uncle Phil stepping up episode.
Yeah.
Like, I've been saying, like, yeah, Phil ain't in this. He ain't trying to be in this. But you know what? Phil just been kind of like, look, I'm in this, but I'm not in this. But let me give you advice because I got to deal with your mama. I got to deal with the election. And I got to deal with, you know, your crazy brother.
Yeah. So, you know. Y'all know what he did? Phil picked his shot. Phil picked his time. He was like, you know what? I got you here right now. Let me go ahead and drop this fatherly advice. He's like, you and your mom, y'all so much alike. That's why y'all not getting along. It's that similar female energy. You know, oh God, that sounded so hotepish. I am so sorry, ladies. I'm so sorry, ladies.
That horn is man made.
Forgive me. I got my talcum X on.
Oh Jesus. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. But so, yeah, like he dropped that. I'm not gonna jump in it, but I got you to the side. Let me hit you. Bing, boom, 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 ping. And she was like, "My dad's so dope." And Phil is coming. Like he started off pretty unlikable, almost as unlikable as Carlton in the first episode for me. That has rapidly changed for me.
I wouldn't go that far for me, just for me. Because I mean, you know, Will ain't his blood, and he had to do some strings. You know, if it was up to Carlton, as we know, we'll talk about that later. But Will be dead by now. But yeah. You know, so that's a major difference. But
I think we always have a natural eeriness where, like, we look at politicians and the people with money with like a side eye until they prove themselves. And then Phil's definitely coming out and proving himself.
Yeah.
A real name, so
good to see. I mean, he's and basically, so what I guess it was mostly about, you know, Hillary kind of finding a way, kind of following up with her needing about to get ready to move into this house. I'm trying to think what happened before that, or was the concert before? Actually, Trey, the homie Trey, getting flown out to Bel Air,
right?
You know, they work together. Will's playing work. The homie Trey gets to move out. Thoughts on Trey when he first got there?
I mean, Trey was swept up in the same way, and like he had never seen anything like that in Philly. But you know, Will saw it and it swept him off his feet. Will reluctantly gave up Philly for life in Bel Air, reluctantly, and Trey, like, he was impressed with all of it, but like he wasn't as, I mean, I guess that's not his family, you know, and he made the point of saying this ain't my family, like, I can't just do this like you.
And also,
jump ahead of the gun. He's real swept up by
it. Yeah, he's swept up. You know, he got to meet everybody. You know, rightfully so. He wanted to clown Carlton. And basically, I guess one of the subplots of this episode is that you know, Will, now that Rashad is dead, I'm not going to be mad at his mom or nothing like that, but it's like you had to get your son out of Philly. I wouldn't be trying to bring him right back. I thought that was a little smidge unrealistic. Like, I just think you got to let the air clear before you be like, oh, you need to come home. Like,
I don't know, man. Look, I know the mamas, man, who just let me see, man. They just want to see you with them. I get it.
Yeah. She, I
if it's not really reasonable.
It's
funny. Like Viv was like, "Oh, Will is so amazing. He, you know, he's finding his groove." And she was like, "Baby, you don't have to tell me my son is amazing. I raised him that way."
Well, you know, there's probably a little more to it, but we know it's gonna unfold. What you were saying, Camp?
I mean, to a point, I can feel her. You know, because she, what she's saying is she put that work into Will, you know what I mean, to make him amazing, even though in the extra work that it takes to get him to that point in an environment that he's at. So, I mean, she's, you can see her pride in that. That, you know, she created this brilliant, athletic young man out this hazardous.
he's not just athletic. He has a larger than life personality. He's smart. His
personality and brain behind the athleticism.
Right.
I've been where he was, you know what I mean, not going into one of these nice houses, but even driving by these houses. Because I went from West Philly to the Navy, and that just takes you around, and you're in these other places that you never even knew existed, and you're kind of taken aback.
It's like, as Will mentioned, his worldview got expanded like overnight, and it's right. Like Philly is always home, but maybe I can actually do something out here and not run into the same BS, because. Like you said, there's a million Rashads. There's, like, you know, you cut the head off of one, another one gonna come take the place. And let's face it, his homie who pulled the gun, who showed him his gun, is still there. I mean, let's just be real. He probably will kill Will when he see him next time if he came right back. Do you really want to have a repeat of this? So I have to assume that I get, like, you know, Will's mom, but it's like, you know, Will and Trey, because Trey was always pressuring this episode about coming back and, oh, it's all good now. It's like, is it though? And even if, let's say, if you think the immediate danger is done, I realize that I might have a once in a million opportunity that I can't get in Philadelphia.
And sometimes you don't really see that. Because growing up in West Philly, you tend to think on the defensive, and you get used to that. And when you're in a place like Bel Air, where you don't have to think about that, you can actually think about other things in place of that. You can grow.
Right, like he left a situation where he went from being in survival mode to actually being able to thrive, to flourish. Right. And okay. I know what you're saying, Coop, because that's how you're looking at it. His mother should be happy that he's in a situation where he can
flourish. I don't know. I'm not saying that she should be happy that she had to leave, let her son go. I'm saying, like, I feel like it's just too fast. Like, yeah. I understand if he had to come back and she's like, hey, I'm saying there's still legit danger out there. And if this was real life, the homie who started all of this foolishness would still kill Will, in my opinion, because he started this. And he already told him this. He's all, like, he, as bad as Carlton is, you know, we have our problems with Carlton, but the real danger is a man with a gun who hates Will Guts and jealous of him, who's jealous of him at that level. So would Will survive
Will it? Humbled him. Played yeah. ball and humbled him. And stunned on him and yeah. told him I'm the man.
So he did. He destroyed him in every sense of the way. I mean, shit. Did he win stud on? Did he win knock Weak Chin down? You know, and you know he's gone. We talked about last episode that we're going to post episode 4. Shaw's gone. So you know, you stud on dangerous cats like that. You know, stuff happens. So that's just my little take on that and the whole theme of Trey and his mom. But moving along, what's the next note? Bleep that out. God damn! I'm sorry, I'm looking at the.
I got it.
Thank you, brother.
At the 29-minute mark, I got you.
Starting again. What's the next note? A lock.
Well, I mean, you got Hillary's party to introduce her, I guess, roommate or influencer housemate to the family.
Which, you know, it they made the point to show that, you know, Hillary is way more connected to, well, I guess Phil is way more connected to them than you would expect, because he still took time to like learn all the info about all of her roommates. Vivian hadn't done that yet. You know, Vivian was working on her art, but yeah, he learned everything, and he, you know, he kind of set it up so that everybody could be engaging with the person who they might be the most compatible with.
And let's be real, and also not saying I'm glad they didn't show it in a menacing light, but I love that they show that this lawyer, who is good at his job, shows how he can use his skills to like, oh yeah, I looked all of y'all up, like. What's said is sometimes what isn't said is understood. Like, hey, I love my baby girl. I need to know what she get into, and I'm going to let y'all know that I know. And I'm going to engage all of y'all, kindly, politely, in my house, but I know you. Like, that's something I took in from my mind. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to sound sinister or make Phil sound sinister, but at the same time, we're all parents here. And right. I appreciate Phil doing that.
Well, I mean, he probably got Jeffrey to do that.
Well, you know.
Jeffrey was probably watching them outside their house for a week. No.
God damn.
Right, look.
I also liked how he...
Forceful.
Hey, we didn't see Jeffrey this episode, but maybe he was putting in work like Captain said. You know, he was like, I got to, you know, we got to get some information. Yeah. Just in case somebody gotta go.
I also like how he explained it to Vivian that how these people are actually making something of themselves. It's not some frivolous thing that your daughter is trying to do here.
Yeah, in fact, I love that they touched on that, and that I know that like, look, I know when you get in your 40s, maybe social media sometimes, if you're not like one of the people who doing it up and all that, you know, maybe you're not into this whole creator lifestyle. Hell, mm-hmm. I make podcasts and I'm not really into the whole creator lifestyle. But it's just, Vivian seems really out of touch with that. Like, she is the emotional glue and she is the, you know, the heartbeat. But it's just like, for some reason, I guess it's just something just disconnected with her and Hillary that she's trying to get back. And probably because Hillary is the oldest, maybe that's where she had to drop her dreams. I think that's some resentment. They didn't just want to say it like that. I think it's just like,
I mean,
she had
to become a parent. That's one thing. Like, Hillary always calls mom out. I think that's part of the reason why she's getting back into the painting so tough, because Hillary always like, so I'm supposed to quit my dream because you quit yours?
Yeah, you know, now if this is a regular household, Y'all ain't condoning nobody getting smacked, but I'm just saying. I would, if since this is a drama, if this was the 80s, yeah, or 90s, Camp dropped out, but Hillary would be getting smacked.
Yeah, A-Lock will be back. Yeah, Hillary I don't know if I would be that confident ever to talk that slick with my mama.
Dude, he's back. He returns.
But don't look for him. Don't try to find him.
He'll find you, like Jeff.
He's in the middle.
But it's just, yeah, you know, but, you know, with all that aside, you know, they having a dinner party. Like, I'm just going to say this. This is my usual comment. I said it to Nerds. Shout out to Nerds Soul and his wife again. I love their reviews. Check them out, too. They go deep and beyond in some details that we just don't go and tell into or whatever. Hillary, Lord. All right, I said it. You know, that's just the week.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay like, with it because I co-sign. Lord,
every scene she popped up in.
Everything.
Anyway.
Have mercy of the Lord. Lord, have mercy.
I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all think I'm trash, then call me up. Shit. Pick me up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Oh, wait, no. It's Thursdays and Mondays out here. I'm looking at the trash can right now. Throw me in there. I don't care. You're fine. But, so, I'm just saying, like, y'all saw the meme where people were like, yeah, they watch Bel-Air for the plot. Hillary is the plot. Hillary is the plot, man.
She's also like, extremely smart and driven as well.
Yes, like, you know, all jokes aside, unlike the old Hillary, who was just an airhead until she finally got her act together, which was played up for jokes.
Right.
Like, shout out to me and Nerd Soul was talking about something. And I actually want to bring this up in regards to Hillary. I do think Bill was way hard with. I'm still on Hillary's side on this because it's not like she's a bum. Who goes when they need some food catered, when they need stuff done? They can. If Hillary can do this for your fancy, swanky people, then that girl got talent, that girl got passion, and she's reliable. So, and you're already rich. What most creators need to make themselves pop off, even if you just use the same methods, if it's Twitch or YouTube, whatever, they just need time and money. And if you already got a following, why do you need to go work for somebody else? There's right. That theory like, hey, these young, you know, smart, educated black people who have learned about, you know, networking and different things, maybe they don't have to do it the old ways that a lot of us had to go through that stuff. Exactly. But quite frankly, if you're rich, again, what does money buy you? Time. So you don't have to take a job from haute couture, even if it's probably a good experience. But at the end of the day, if your daughter like, screw that, I want to be my full black self, then let her be her full black self if it's not a drain on your resources. And she's not trying to be a politician. She's not trying to be a professor. That she want to cook dope food, look good while doing it, and have fun. Like, and shout again, Nerso, he was like saying, hey, Rachel Ray got to do that. You know, other people got to do that. And they got to go to Food Network and be themselves to some.
You know, you make a very valuable point, man. I think y'all cats are millennials. I'm actually one of the last of Generation X. No.
And technically, I guess if you get further, I'm a Zennial because I have been poisoned by you Generation X people until I realized I'm the first of the millennials, I guess. But I'm not like a millennial.
Millennial.
Is a millennial.
Evil that lies within millennials.
Wow.
Oh, man.
One day you need to listen to Mark sing the real theme song of that with the screaming involved. That's like a terrifying. It's a terrifying cartoon song.
I love the Inhumanoids. rabbit hole tangent. If y'all want to see a crazy, like spooky cartoon from the '80s, and you knew that the creators were on some hard white people drugs.
Man,
check out Inhumanoids.
They couldn't make a monster eating.
They were some disgusting. I was like, man, they were horrific, and they sold me as kids' toys, and I know because I bought them all.
They was on anime level disgust and horror levels before it was.
For Kenner. For kids. Mattel.
Maybe that's why it didn't really work. It didn't work. We weren't ready as a...
Like, they had one of the Inhumanoids who shot his stomach out at you, and that's how he ate you. Like, that was how gross is that?
Wow.
God damn, son.
Yo! Anyway, yeah, check it out. It's real, real disgusting.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
Wholesome. But anyway.
Back to Bel Air. Back to Hillary Fine Self. Did I see Hillary Fine? She is.
Yeah, but it's just that she has that drive. She's like, and I feel her pain. Like, you know, it's like, hey, I could do this. Why not support me? Why are you tripping? And I'm glad that Viv came around, got to meet her somewhat kind of whack, you know, roommates. Trey was getting drunk during the whole thing.
Man.
And slipping in some, you know, some comments. You know, you can see it brewing. One little small note. This was a pet peeve of mine. During the conversation, like, well, the pet peeve of mine, it's small, but black people. Black women. Do y'all just like, maybe it's just the COVID times and you see people like touching each other in their space. Is it okay for somebody to grab your jewelry and be like, oh, I like this? The way she did it? Like, why are you being around her chest like that? Like, come on, get your hands off good. that was just a small pet peeve. I know I'm weird about some things. I ain't like it.
Different cultures do have different personal spaces. So
I was like,
Like,
did anybody else notice that weird? Did that feel weird? Yeah. The way she grabbed, she was so aggressive. Like, ah, I like that jury. I'm like, what is you doing, man? But they had a great conversation, though. They had a great conversation. And I think we're going to see Viv as she's now being, you know, motivated. With her flow coming back, and we're gonna talk about that in a few. I think she's gonna wind up doing some other things, maybe taking her up and maybe learn some things about social media as well too, to maybe do her art game. Who knows?
Maybe she'll allow her daughter an opportunity to help her shine like she just did with Jazz.
Yeah, nice bonding moment.
Yeah. So you know, the dinner was cool, Ashley. Hey, more Ashley. She had a nice conversation. They had a cool conversation with the author chick. It's an author chick. But the lady was talking about, you know, I guess, you know, identity and being queer and being, you know, your sexual identity. I think it was a cool conversation. A well-explained one.
And so, it gave us another little peep into Ashley.
Like, I asked my wife, you know, we was talking about it. She said, I think that was a, she like, yeah, when you think about it, 12 years old is that age where, you know, you're definitely firmly into the opposite sex for most normal people. You know, you got late bloomers, but I already know at 12, I know what I wanted. You know me, you know, or you was into who you was into. So yeah, it is about that age that. It's cool to see Ashley ask these questions before go do the typical dumb TV teenager or preteen garbage one way or the other. She actually is finding things out and asking questions. Good for you, Ashley.
Ashley seems like she might be one of the smarter characters on the show.
Easily. Like, I just, the evolution of these characters, man, in this age, and to see it, you know, It's done with a careful touch.
Yeah, and I like how they're slowly building all the characters. Like,
It just added some more depth to Ashley with her conversation.
It's so funny, y'all. We were just talking about Ashley not really being like fully fleshed out. Yep, we just had to wait a little bit. It was coming.
We had to wait like 5 episodes. You know, we had to get the pilot, the low extended low pilot out the way. But it happened. But you know, the dinner party was cool. I would have probably put my foot up one of the prank brothers' asses, honestly. But hey.
Oh yeah, man. I didn't think
old that. Uncle Phil would have saw the camera going sideways and one of them flying. Both of them. This is I also would have liked the, I know Yamacraw. I wish he would have went to Yamacraw mode, but like, look.
Oh, man.
Let me holler at you. Step this way to the side. My house manager like to talk to you. No, turn off that camera. First of all, don't come in my house with no cameras anyway. Like our good friend say, don't find him. We'll find you. Like, don't be going, hey, real talk, we ain't going to say no names, but me and Mark know somebody, one of our friends, had to deal with somebody who wanted to be in air quotations, on, as if you will. And they run around in a nice house. Oh, yeah. And was it live or they was just taking video, Mark?
Oh, you talking about...
We ain't gonna name no names. I'm just saying as a situation that you know what our mutual friend had to deal with. And it's like, you know, you know what, folks? If you go to somebody a nice house, I don't care if you're a social media person or whatever, ask permission before you do that.
Yeah. You know. Don't just be live remoting from. Like, people might not, you know, this ain't no episode of Cribs.
Like, I do that if I'm like in a public event or something. And even then, I'm not trying to get people face directly in there. Like, I might try to get performers. I personally would have had an issue with somebody running my damn dining hall butt-ass naked.
I also did not like that part.
I'm like, these dudes here already.
I mean, yeah. It probably would have been... I don't know if... Jeffrey might be heavy-handed.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Maybe there's like a light version of Jeffrey. You know, not killer mode Jeffrey. But yet, I feel like
I'd be like, Jeffrey, I told you to take care of the mothers. I ain't tell you to take care of them. Golly. Did you have to stick the pair all the way up there?
All Jeffrey said is one. That's it. One. It's over. It's been handled.
Bruh.
They got to bring that back.
I watched that episode again. That was disturbing. How he crossed his legs like he was like so unassuming. Like, Jeffrey is a killer. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I don't want to say that too loud. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, middle of the pod, spoiler alert. So, spoilers, y'all. Sorry about that if y'all ain't watched. You know, you got on me, but hey, I'm actually going to bring it up again. So, spoilers here and there. So,
next, I will pour piping hot cocoa right in your gas tank. You ain't going to like it. Your car ain't going to like it. It ain't going to like it. It's not great.
As opposed to cold cocoa, like, I mean, if you pour cocoa in somebody's gas tank, I don't think it matters if it's hot or cold.
I tell you what, if I'm gonna have any dealings with cocoa, I'd like for it to be Coco Jones. So there we go.
Oh man, come on, dog. But I can't blame you though.
that, my friends, is what I call hot cocoa.
Mark, I'm looking at this trash can. You need to come join me. But, anyway, so next note.
Hey, so, Uncle Phil's speech. Like,
oh, yes, the speech at the dinner party. Beautiful. Oh,
man.
Give y'all thoughts on it, please. Wonderful. It was a wonderful speech.
I definitely shed some thug tears on that speech. Like, you can tell by, like, just how he described Hillary, you can feel the love that he had for her through that speech.
Man, like, yo, I mean, Phil, I mean, he's an attorney. He's a smooth talker, but that didn't feel like he was talking smooth. Like, he was very reflectful in the way that he was speaking about her, you know, thinking about, like, her over the course of her life and how she, like, never disappointed him. And he's like, and I'm so proud. And I was like, dang. Like,
that was beautiful. Like, yeah. Look, my baby girl has fought, overcome since she was born. Like, I'm just happy she's healthy, happy, and doing fine herself. Like, you know, so I don't, like, she just is, and I am happy. You know, I don't need to be, you know, up her ass. Like, I feel like I love you, I carried you, but
I don't need to be up her ass like my wife is. No, not me. That's her. Yeah. That's what she on. That's her energy.
It's like, you know, like you said, too much of the same person. If Viv is really, I feel like, you know, Viv is more like yelling at herself. And I get it. But it's like, Viv, you're still Viv, like...
Yo, Viv is really yelling at the version of herself that chased her dreams. And there's a part of her that is, I don't know, maybe a little resentful about it. Maybe not resentful, but resentful that she puts it in her face.
And she just, you know, I get it. And I'm glad that she retouched the art thing. So, you know, while Trey, so what's next? I know we got to get to the big reveal of Michael Ealy eventually, but I guess we got more with Trey and Colton or whatever the next note is. We're leading your, leading, going by your lead.
Well, you know, I mean.
Carlton brings to attention that the news about Will that he got from Drunken Trey.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, folks. Just like I said at the beginning of the goddamn pod, I want to fucking strangle Carlton. Now, there's the other side of being a black parent, a black dad. Like, this is the point where, again, Blurtish LLC don't condone hitting your children or doing nothing violent to them. But sometimes I understand if Yamacraw went full Yamacraw on his ass and be like, if you don't sit your Xanax popping, dust snorting ass down before I make change out of you, like, are you kidding me? Like, this man is so hurt that Will got to live and I got a guy in jail because of maybe some strings that his rich dad pulled to save your cousin. And he can't see the other side of this. He can't, he just can't get it. He just won't relate that, okay, Will is safe, but my anxiety, this and that. And to Phil's credit, he didn't really say anything, but he kind of alluded that, like, I know what you're doing. Now, I don't know how much he knows, but I think he knows. But I do think he need to get on his son's ass and get him to stop snorting. Because I guarantee, what did I say last review? I said, you know, this episode went too happy. Carlton's gonna fuck some shit up episode 5 when he went out. Like, it has to happen. Like, Carlton's gonna be a high bender. He about to snort all the dope, the blow. He about to take fights. I think we about to see some crazy shit happen. I was pissed.
And Carlton, like, yo, like, he confronted Will. Will was like, yo, please don't snitch. Carlton was like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this.
But who is he going to snitch to? That's another point. Like, unless he snitched to the white folks.
Like, to the police.
To Lisa's dad. I mean, who is he going to see to? Everybody who needs to know the family know. Clearly.
He's so disconnected that he can't empathize with Will's situation.
I could see if Will came there and was like, man, you ain't shit. You a hoe. I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to take all your ladies. I mean, Will came there with open arms like, hey, man, it's good to see you. And then Carlton is just like, yeah.
Carlton is just one of them cats, just so competitive, man.
But what like is it
I've been around people that way, Coop. I've been around cats. They so competitive, they don't want you to win in any way, form, or fashion, but man.
His dad don't love him any less. Like, we see Uncle Phil we see his 3D formation that he loves all of his kids so far. Yeah, he might be a little disappointed in Carlton foolishness, and he still was spending time with him. Like, they playing a dope game of chess with some good music in the back, you know? Because he's a hip-hop head. You know, so just saying, he still made time for his family. And again, this is a man on the damn political trail. I believe in real life.
Campaign trail. So we know how intense that is.
I believe some of these people don't even see their kids for weeks when they're out there campaigning. Until they got pulled up. So
if we gonna keep it a whole buck, can we keep it a buck? Yeah.
Sure.
Most of the time it'd be 6 F's who don't raise their kids anyway.
Exactly.
They be having raised by
they're in boarding school, they got the nannies and the other people and other situations. Yeah. They just, you know, parents are just out and about. They might be helicopter parents, but they got
a route. I just need a Xanax.
What anxiety? What do you have anxiety on, sir? That like I just if you being around them folk got you like this, they answer your own question. Like you need.
I guess lacrosse is a really intense sport. Jeez.
I mean, you saw how he beat the shit out of people, so maybe punch people in the back of the head.
But even with his anxiety case, I mean, like I say, he's so far removed. He doesn't understand like what Will's. He has PTSD from his interaction with the police that night.
Now, episodes. I think nobody knows how much Will is dealing with that, but Will ain't start snorting. He ain't do this, but some people made some predictions that when will Carlton get it? I think what's going to happen is just my future prediction. I think Lisa's dad is going to catch up Will. They're going to, like, somebody said that they're actually pulling from the source materials and they're expanding the plot points out of the comedy into drama points. And we know that a pivotal episode when Carlton and Will got arrested together and Carlton didn't get it until he got it, that oh, you're pulling me right over, black man in a Mercedes, and I'm dressed well. And
let me say this: like someone did a side by side of Trey, like the new Trey and the new Will with the old Will and Don Cheadle. Like, man, Trey even looks like a young Don Cheadle.
He kind of does.
At a point, I was watching him and I said, "Dang, he looks like Don Cheadle." And they have casted this thing to pieces, man.
Yes, they have.
So that's just my thoughts on Carlton. Y'all can give y'all thoughts, and we can move on to a little bit of Trey.
Look, Carlton he's right back into that same despicable air that he was in the first couple of episodes. Y'all, that dude, the character, Ali, I'm not gonna butcher his last name. I'm gonna learn how to say it correctly. Man, that cat there is murdering this joint. He is acting so. Coop and I keep saying he is killing us because we really hate him.
His character. Like, you know, man. I ain't gonna act like one of the people who when they hated old boy from Power,
Tyree. But,
yeah, like he was getting real like death threats, I think, or something. Like, come on, y'all. Like, Ghost State a real drug dealer, or he would have, like, come on, y'all. Like, the show was good, but it wasn't that good. Like,
nowhere near.
I ain't gonna lie, I was really, really mad with him myself. I
was too.
Yeah, I
But yet that man didn't tell him no critical points of the player.
Like, yo, I wanted to punch that boy a ticket too.
Barry, if you wanted to punch anybody, the man who got shot is the man who deserved it. He was a terrible father. He wasn't a good father. And he was kind of, Ghost was dumb in a way. They made him dumb in the last few episodes. Last season.
Yeah, they made him dumb.
Like, he was the genius, even though it was like, magic.
It was so funny. They threw away so many years of, like, character building to make him real dumb in the last couple of episodes.
I was like,
all that time making everybody like love him, and then in the last couple of episodes, he made everybody hate him and want to kill him.
And he walked around telling everybody, "I don't know." Yeah, it was Tyler Perry's. But anyway, moving right on. Like, I'm sorry, but that's what it was. Like, I was so flinchingly mad.
Great auteur.
I was like, "Who took this series over?" This series went from good to hell. Like, I still haven't turned on the new Book of Power. Like, I don't trust nobody. Like, I know people are loving it, all that, but I haven't tried it yet. I need to try the Tommy one.
I don't know about love. I mean, it's just the walk.
I like the joint with Tommy. I like the joint with Tariq. I don't like the one with young Chunky 50.
Nobody cares about that dude.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nobody cares about the loose. Look, man, that's just like filler. That's like plot filler to me. Like, this dude died in a random shot. I don't care about his backstory.
I don't like loose change anyway.
Hey, but Trey, let's talk about Trey and just how to. I guess to break it down without even going hitting all the plot points. Is Trey right or wrong? Is Trey out of line? Did Trey have some key points? How you feel?
I mean, I understand the energy behind his emotions. I mean, in the end, he is wrong for the way he feels, but I mean, sometimes we're all once in a while, we're always wrong. Like, we all get to that point where our emotions drive us and we're not thinking. I think once he, you know, takes a step back and thinks about the situation, he'll come around.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. Like,
even if he doesn't, though, you know, it's like with Hillary's speech at the beginning, not Hillary's speech, like when Hillary spoke to Will, she was like, look, like, you're finding your groove here and you're really doing your thing. Like, I think you should stay. She's like, you're doing amazing things that you couldn't do in Philly. And I think
shout out to Nerd Soul again, though. But they said, like, why would you ever want to go back? And he was like, my mama. I was like, it's like, maybe
I'll go terrible. Back. Like, I am it was like, not, I'm not a crap on your hood camp.
But yeah, it was like, what?
LA was amazing.
Like, why would you want to go back? I want to be back with my mom. Like, have you forgot about your auntie? You know, that lady over there who sent me out here? I didn't just manifest out of nowhere. Hiller is like, Philly, ugh. Damn.
I'm going to be honest, though. I mean, even with the opportunities and everything, if I was in Will's position, it would have been a hard choice at that age.
Yeah.
At that age.
Because this man is going to VIP access concerts. And I love how, the boy... This new Will grows on me, and you see the semblance of how he acts. How he acts like Fresh Prince in the beginning when they was going to the line like, ha, 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 we got VIP passes, losers. And they just slide on through. The people was hating for the background. So yeah. I just like he's picking up the mannerisms like every episode. And even with how him and Trey was arguing, you just see how this is weighing on like Will's mind. Like, you see it, like this boy, is killing too.
This is good, bro.
Like
this is like really good, man.
Yeah, like it's such a. I guess it's almost like a fable, if you will. It's like you got to make this decision, and it's like I got to do these things, but how do I go about doing them? And it's like, you know,
everybody is going for it on this show, man. Everybody is killing it. I'm not disappointed with anybody, man.
Ain't nothing like a limited run series like don't waste time.
I do not agree with Trey, but I understand his point. Like, he was like, man, bump all that. Hey, the neighborhood.
Trey was so offended, but he didn't get his ass up for the seats or that food. he stayed there mad as hell, enjoying the shit out of that concert. Like, I'm mad, but yeah. My favorite artist. I hate this. I hate you being soft, but thank you for inviting me to this party, to the show.
Like, yo, I had super VIP. I got to meet D Smoke.
Yeah, shout out to D Smoke. I fucks with him heavy.
Oh, bro, D Smoke is an amazing artist, man. I love dude music. Dude is super talented. Shout out to D Smoke, man.
I actually watched that Netflix job that he came up on.
Right.
And yeah.
Shout out to my guy Marcel. Marcel P. Black put me on the D Smoke Black Habits. Man, that joint is amazing.
Was he on that? You said that for he was on a show, right? I think my wife watched
it. It was American.
T.I. and Cardi B, right?
T.I., Cardi B, and Chance.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he sure did.
And he won that joint.
He won it.
Yeah, and he is Sir of TDE, the singer. He's his twin brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Or cousins?
No, I think they're twin brothers.
Yeah, I definitely know they're related, and they got some songs together. They got some joints together,
right? Man, they are both so talented, man. Look, if y'all want to listen to what Dub is on, listen to that, Sir. The recipe. Yeah.
You know what? It feels like a good time to transition. We're talking about Sir. Transition to. To let your light skin be Baka gun activate.
Oh, yo.
First of all, appreciate you making it me, bro. Sometimes I just be saying shit and you bring, I love people who can bring my ridiculousness to life. It's just like, yes.
And that says a lot because there's a lot of ridiculousness.
Like,
so.
First of all,
kudos.
Like, deep, I like it. I like it. So I like it because you have to be an anime person.
You have to get it,
and you probably got to be black to know this cat because he's not a big actor, but we know him.
But if you know him, and if you know how the women react to him, and then when he pop up, bruh, first of all, he is so relentless. That's why when I say like. You know, play on his eyes, but he was so intense. He was like, the art is beautiful. It's relentless. It's riveting. Like, man. Nigga, you're not even looking at the art.
Say, Brett, he made all those comments and never once looked at the art. He was eye assaulting Vivian the entire time. With his red blue-eyed stare.
He was had to not look him in the eye.
Powers.
And he is like, she'll say something, and then he's like, I felt like music, if this was like one of the, bruh, this is where, I ain't gonna say it gets Tyler Perry's. This is where they saved him from being too ridiculous. But if it was one of the other directors or other places, or if this was an HBO drama, and if they really want to do it, come on, every time a person who owns or is an artist and have these art space, generally what happens after the art meetup? Generally they having sex. But she resisted his temptation. And his brother was like, first of all, yo, shout out to Mike Ealy because he's doing Mike Ealy things. You know, he ain't got to have, you know, look, I need a haircut real bad right now for those who buy me. Yo, in this moment in time, my shit look bad. Yo, I missed the haircut. Michael Ealy don't even have to get no haircut. He ain't got a shave. He's just rugged, good looking out here, staring directly at your lady. with his mental, his minds of like, this art is riveting. I'm talking about you.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Like, feel smooth, feel in shape, feel rich.
Bro. Mike and Ealy don't care about none of that, buddy.
Expect anybody to be able to knock Phil off his square. Then Michael Ealy come in. No haircut, and still look like young Darth Vader. His Earl Jones.
Hey, good. Shout out to hey man, only if you black and you into dirty things, you get this reference because you know how James Earl Jones, you know, out there in his young days, you know, he was supposedly, you know. Who's getting them? But go look up the Great White Hype, man. James Earl Jones.
Yeah, y'all just look up young James Earl Jones and it all makes sense. Michael Ealy was giving off that energy. And
the cat would not blink. And then when he was like, bro, his
cold blue dead eyed stare.
This man,
like, I was shook.
This cat what pops up. With a whole a golden goblet of wine. And then your lady, a whole room of this place is for you.
Like fellas, look, it was a lesson. It was a lesson, and be careful. Because Michael Ealy hit Viv with a whole room of something that would make a knees weak.
Man. And another
ain't full. But a knee.
Man, he said that with the pocket gun, the sharing gun, whatever he could have did to like took her mind over. Like, I gotta give Vivian credit because Vivian was like, then she was like, my creative flow. I haven't tapped my creative flow. He's like, what did he say after that? He said something, but that's when he hit her with this whole space is yours. Like, that brother was on point.
Yeah, look, she said, oh, this is too mundane for my flow. He said, oh, this whole space is yours. And that's when the record scratched.
Oh. Like, I see. But you know, bro, when the record scratched for me, we said, oh, it's Miss Vivian Smith. Oh, Vivian Banks. Man.
He knew.
Like, say, bro, that was real intentional. Say, bro, seen nothing like that before.
Bro. He was cold-blooded with it. That man said, Vivian Smith.
Cool. Game recognized game. Hey. I ain't seen nothing like that before. I ain't at that level. I ain't got that level of game.
Then he had the whole time. He had, you don't want to let her 15 years pass by. Like, shit, bro. You don't let her, do you?
Like, say, man. Boy, look.
Hey, man.
Michael Ealy, I think he that kind of cat. Okay, I have y'all know I'm a griot. Y'all know I got stories. I have a Michael Ealy story, y'all. It's
painful. Here we go.
Keep it relatively decent, bro.
I'm not sharing it tonight. Y'all sliding the DM and everything. I really do have a Michael Ealy story.
Save it for a couple episodes. Yeah, save it for a couple episodes. I forgot. That was the time in Atlanta, right? This happened in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay, one of those. Hey, one day we might have a whole pod of just Mark's Atlanta stories. By Mark,
we need Mark's. A couple of them, couple pods.
We
gonna call it the Chronicles.
We can do like a 3-hour Patreon.
Hey, man, I'm gonna do like Dave Chappelle. I'm gonna just go on stage and just talk.
I don't know. I recommend you not go in every single detail of names, but that's on your life.
No. Now, we both know that would not be prudent.
Yeah, okay.
That wouldn't be prudent. I'm not even worried about
LLC. I'm worried about March.
Right. And
that's an episode.
The good reason to worry, man. Look,
the lurkers who don't listen, that be the episode.
It's Fabo. It's aliens. It's roller skates. It's Roswell. the moon landing. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Some stuff. Yeah.
A whole lot of shit. With you at
all, man. Feel a baby forever. I love Atlanta. But yeah, back to Bel Air.
Basically, you know, Viv feels inspired all of a sudden. She's flowing.
He pressed the chords, man. Uncle Phil got to be careful. Uncle Phil gonna put hands on Michael Ealy.
I just know if Phil let this campaign get out the way. First of all, shout out to Dwayne Martin. I know he popped up out the blue. You know, however you feel about Dwayne Martin, but he always played Dwayne Martin.
Y'all know that is Will Smith's guy, man. That's his dude.
I know.
That's his people, man.
Hey,
he always play old smooth talking, fast talking, hustler type cat.
He played a cat that I don't like to fuck with. I'm just gonna say it right off the bat, and I'm glad he actually clarified. It was like, oh yeah, we want you to run as a moderate, you know, blah 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 centrist. And that's what I figured. I was like, okay, he's not quite conservative, but he's not playing.
It was so funny when he said that. I was thinking about you saying on the last episode how they never clarified what political alignment Phil had. They still have it. They just said that he's a moderate centrist.
I mean, like, that pretty much clears it up. He's a Democrat, moderate centrist. That clears it up perfectly. Because technically, I mean, even sometimes to some degree, I call myself a moderate. I say I'm a moderate who leans left because the right gives me nothing. And they ain't trying to give me nothing. Nope. So, yeah.
Word is bond. I like that. I like how you put that.
You know,
I'm gonna come out with my wild shit, and it's gonna be Mark-isms. We're gonna definitely have to get some Coop-isms going.
I mean, like I tell people this for years, like I kind of stay away from, not because I care about, you know, I don't care. I'll tell the right GOP and Joe, whatever, you know, podcast, you know, whatever that guy, you know, fuckers to go, you know, kiss my ass because the right don't give me nothing. And if you listen consistently and you love the right, hey, keep listening. I don't care. I ain't running for office. But anyway, but you know, I consider myself.
Hey, I teach people, so I don't care.
I consider myself, so I get where Phil is going. But I could be Phil for he's like, you know what? Even though I may or may not be this, and I do got to play it to the middle, and I'm glad they threw in that little line saying, hey, a lot of these people are funding you. And then he was like, I'll fund it myself if I got to.
He said that luckily I've got my millions.
I was like, all right. This was a feel.
I like that, bro. I like that. Phil ain't no punk, man.
You cannot buy me. I thank you for your donations. Thank you to boost me up. He's like, I'm 7% in the poll. Then it shows you. And I'm glad the reality of how they tried that spirit campaign. Because, bro, real talk, all that who listening, Louisiana is a very political place, believe it or not. Like, everything is political. People who like say, I don't like politics. Oh, yes, you just like the politics you like. But, you know, we know the terrible spirit campaigns. And it's like, you may not see it, say, directly, you know, except for the last few years with Trump and these other losers. Where the right has become just fascist, super fascist, and they don't care. But it was always the local elections, like, because this is a DA election, when you see these wild ass videos, slander videos, where they will just ruin your day. And that video was like,
bro, like, Louisiana is a state where they are definitely going at each other's necks.
Dog.
Politically. Bruh.
They'll put your ass in a goddamn Mardi Gras parade and talk about you. And I am not bullshit.
Yeah, they really
it is expected. Shout out to Zion Williamson because they put Zion Williamson in the parade. And I don't know
who's smoke, man.
Oh, bro. It was bad.
Yeah.
I'm 50-50 on it because I don't like to see it happen to a young brother. But I also know that this brother don't give a damn about being New Orleans. I don't think we got a fair shake down here. Zion, I'm sorry. I already know you're going to leave, bro, but enjoy your Mardi Gras float. Maybe this motivates you, but
Boy,
Coop, you are a wild dude.
I'm just saying, dog.
Let you go, man.
They not necessarily wrong. They wrong for doing it. If you get what I'm saying. Mm. They ain't necessarily wrong. But they wrong for doing it because I don't want to say it happened to a black man, probably by a white troop that's doing that Mardi Gras float.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you walk a circle, you get to the right point no matter which way you go. So, Zion, I need you to stop looking like me, a man who's shaped like circles, because you play football, because you play pro. It's time, bro. Anyway, back to the point.
Man, look, I really want the young brother to just get in shape, get healthy, and make the best decisions for your career. Including,
because if you don't want to be down here,
and get the most out of your time here.
I don't know. Maybe you want to go to Philadelphia. Maybe you want to go help Cap team out with the beard. Another wild boy who was actually wearing fat suits, possibly. Now he's out there balling in Philadelphia.
He is a wild boy, man. Y'all got one out there, man. He's playing brilliantly, man. So.
Hey, but he's hoarding all the strippers for himself, though, man.
Wow.
Come on, bro.
Oh, wow. You know what?
He messed it up for me because I showed him. I went to Houston with it on my mind. I told him, Malaya. I was going to speak my truth, and me and Malaya was just going to have to.
Oh, Lord. You know what? This is where I'm going to say, let's get to prediction. I'm going to just cut this off. So, what do y'all think? So, that pretty much kind of, we covered pretty much the bulk of the episode. Any more notes, Kel?
I mean, I guess some prediction. I think the cops are going to dig in and somehow they're going to find out about Will's situation and hope it over Phil's head.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's going to be ugly. I think Lisa, hopefully she don't shun the brother for what happened. Or did he tell her what happened?
No, I don't
can't remember. So I think there's going to be some contention there.
Yeah.
I think Carlton
is definitely like, is going to pimp that.
Because he got shot down again by Lisa. Like, Lisa don't want you, bro. She dumped you before Will was there. She don't want your ass. Nah. All right.
You was coon jooking to a white dude singing hot N-word.
And he was saying it hard.
I
just don't think that she needs. And she still deals with you at a friend level. Like, bruh. I'm just saying, you know, go find somebody else, Carlton. Like, Lisa ain't yours. Y'all not even close. Y'all, you just getting her back as a friend. And sometimes, bro, you know, folks, I get it when you're a kid and you misread some signs. But generally, when you're a kid and you had an ex, maybe back in my day, back in the Stone Ages, it's kind of over. It's generally over around that age, 16, 17.
Coop is saying, give up on all hope.
Yeah. You know, you got to.
Just keep moving. It's not there for you anymore, young man.
Like, y'all just broke up. Y'all got to grow up. Y'all got to live life. You know, Carl, I'm just going to be honest. He just seems like he might need to play for a lighter variety. His life.
Like, yo, I'm going to be honest. I kind of thought that was his MO anyway. I was a little shocked.
That's why I kind of in a sick way get it. And I'm kind of glad that the most desired lady is not like, say, one of these, you know, these other teen dramas where they look like they're 30, where they look like supermodels, where, you know, they are pretty and above.
On the original, they literally were supermodels.
Really?
It literally was like Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell.
I mean, you know, what's her name? Who played Lisa? Shit.
Nia Long.
Nia Long. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. I remember that. Oh, man.
And then Queen Latifah. He had her on two different characters.
Queen Latifah too.
Yeah.
Did he? And did he have Trudy? Maybe. I said Trudy. Regine. Excuse me. I went way back to that.
Yeah. You talking about Kim? Kim? Is that Kim Coles? No, that's not Kim Coles. Kim Coles is the other one.
Mercy. Random thing. Nia Long was actually played two characters on the show before too. She was like regular Nia Long, then she came back as super fat with the shoulder when she was older. I was like, oh my god! But yeah, I saw some of these things, and I know personally, I saw the episode where Queen Latifah played like an older version of herself, and then she was a high school student. So it was like spaced out between like season one and like, you know, when it was well into the groove. Like, for some reason they did that. But hey, it's Queen Latifah. She can get more than one role. So that's just how it goes. But yeah, I just I like that. I like that Lisa is like, hey, these two brothers actually want to date a black person on a high profile drama, teen drama, or drama, if you will. Like, hey, it feels so goddamn refreshing because it don't happen. Nope, if it's it's never gonna happen on CW. I promise you. Like CW, probably USA, even as good as HBO is. HBO, even if they might skew a little more light, they still have well done shit. So I can't lie, but you never go. You just like you don't see this no more. Like shout out to Will for this, to the Will Smith. And his production company, you know, and then Lisa ain't like, you know, no toothpick, you know, it's like, all right, I'm right. Loving this.
And that is one reason why the show is so successful. They are hitting so many dope points, just like dope cultural points right now, dope points of relevance, right. You know, they're nailing it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, just queer. We have roles behind the scenes.
It's just obvious, bro. Like, it's like we need more, you know, just a quick aside. This is why having dope black writers in the writing room or in production or however they conceptualize the show and show running it makes a vast difference, bro. Like, even when you go down to, like, say, you know, to the superhero world, like with Falcon and Winter Soldier. You know, I know people be on the slick talking it like it's the worst ever. We know why, because they hate to talk about race. But fuck that. It is not the worst of the Marvel shows. And goddamn it, I love the interview that Kevin Smith and them did with the creator of with the showrunner, Malcolm Malcolm. I don't know if the guy's last name. I'm about to say Malcolm Lee, I don't think it's Malcolm Lee. But whatever, but he's a Malcolm, I think. But he killed. The interview, just talking with him and to hear how it goes his mind and how you create a show. Sometimes can be better than the actual show. Yes, we know the last episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier, the speech was ass. Everybody can't hear it. Like we get it, and you know Anthony Mackie sometimes he ain't likable, and he was the perfect person to deliver that unlikable speech. Yeah. You know, so like, people love him, and it didn't do nothing to him, and he keeps chugging along. But he still was a fun person to see in person in New Orleans, because I think he was a little drunk on that stage, and it was just like it was funny. And he played to the crowd, and you know he was like beating Atlanta Falcons' ass. So hey, see, with somebody who actually likes being in New Orleans, plays to actually treats New Orleans all right. Sorry, it was Zion Williamson. It's like, it's okay to be in New Orleans, folks. Anyway, but all I have to say is, when black people are allowed to be involved in the creative process, man, things are better. Especially when it's dealing with black people. We can always have a say and a voice with our stories. And I'm sorry, it's hard.
Like, no one is going to speak with a more authentic voice than us. So get us if you're writing a story and you got us, let some of us write our voice.
And look, real talk, we make everything better. I still to this day.
We so fly. Remember, we so flavorous. You know this.
I still
you know to this it day, you want it.
Gino Esposito's part in The Boys, where he basically punked Homelander and be like, and basically told him to sit down and told Butcher, you know, with just a few lines. I don't know if that came from us or whoever it came from, but he delivered it. And it's like, oh, I feel that. You know, so shout out to all you losers and haters who don't think black people deserve to be in fandom, who don't think we deserve to be in these spaces, in these writing things, where we have given you some of the actual best dope shit in the last 2 years. Like, forever, but the last 2 years, since, like, Watchmen, other shows, this, like,
bro, Watchmen, and then Lovecraft.
And then,
like, yo, man. But yeah,
you got people crying about us being involved in the goddamn Lord of the Rings. Okay. Okay, people. I just had to throw that in because we didn't talk about that since we last potted. But I just wanted to say, you know, if you cried about that, maybe the Blurtish podcast ain't for you. I don't know. I don't even want to watch the show. I don't even care about
it. I want you to check it out. I want you to get this work. Come on.
But I just like that. Like, it's just a difference when you get to exalt the show and you feel that it was taken with you in mind versus people crying that they don't even want you there. He's like, it's good to not feel like tokenism, you know, or checkbox diversity. Because unfortunately, in the real world, it's hard to get away from that. You know, people might mean well. It ain't necessarily delivered as authentic as well. And you know what? When you get it authentic, I appreciate it. So that's just my thoughts. Sorry, in rant. But that's how I wanted in the episode, besides thinking about Mike Ealy calculating his next 100 moves.
Oh my goodness. Say, bro.
Playing mind chips.
It was borderline creepy.
Oh, it like, was creepy.
Like she could say no, but it Bart, would still be yes.
Did he like, blink? Did he blink? I don't think he blinked.
I don't think he can. I don't think he has eyelids anymore. There was no blink. Did his mouth even close, or did he just kind of like leave it hanging open so you could see his teeth? Like, I don't know what he does.
He was ready to, like, I feel like
you know he's in constant pain and need.
I feel like he had a snap away suit. Like, if he was coming to be subbed into the game, he would have been butt naked in a second. Like, come on. Right like here, that. Right now in this space.
Ely is dangerous. I'm not booking him for nothing. I'm scared of him.
Hey.
The blue eyed zombie. Your girl could say no, but why would she?
Cap, really? You gotta do another meme and you gotta put the Bakuga eyes over him, bro. You gotta do it again with the Bakuga and the speed lines around his eyes. If you can add the sound, even more points when he activated.
Oh, Lord.
What are you doing, bro? I was like, this cat here. Jeez, man. Get off me. I'm like, don't make the Yamacraw come out of field, man. Make Yamacraw appear.
Yeah.
Yamacraw three times. Somebody in some overalls and some boots.
Yeah, somebody in North Carolina get their ass busted.
Somebody's going to be swinging their head around these. They shirt around their head in the circle. Shout out to North Carolina. Love y'all.
Y'all know how Blurtish podcast feel about North Cackalack.
Some of my favorite first guest came from North Carolina. So, hey, man, we all the way with Yamacraw this week. We want him to put his hands, if he got to, on Michael Ealy. And I'm sorry. I know that's some of y'all favorite out there, but too bad.
Beat him! Being pretty.
Yo, you can find the pod, of course, at www.blerd-ish.com. That's www.blerd-ish.com. If you're listening, depending on how this go up, the sale is still going on through March 7th. Use Blerdish MG as the code. Of course, I'll have the sale dates for March coming up real soon. I got a con in Livingston Parish, not far from here. If you're local, gonna be at a library from 10 to 2, Saturday, March 5th. It feels good to come back after a 2-year break because of COVID. With that, even though I'm gonna be masked up, so keep your boy in good spirits as I go brave these world and slaying these black books. So you can find also IG blurred period ISH at IG.com. Let's see, IG.com. Instagram. I don't know what I'm saying. Also, Blurred's page on Facebook, and I'm Keith Cooper. You can find me. But don't leave that stupid because it won't stay up, I promise you. But if you like the show, give me a good word. Leave some comments on the post, on the pod itself. So, Mark, where can people find you?
I'm Mark Wallace on Facebook. I'm Mark Dub on Instagram. And I'm Mark Dub 44 on Twitter. I'm also one half of the Soul Lab Sunday hip-hop show that is going to take place March 6th.
Okay, I got to get on you again. Because these pod, I need to see, like Mike T said, you got to promote this way more.
Yes, yes, we shall.
No, you shall.
Proceed. Yes, yes, we shall.
Oh, wow.
Mike.
He's getting into villainous mode again.
Villainous.
Wow. But yes, if you're local, if this is up before then, March 6th, check him out. Yes, we cannibal. Shout out to Yes, we cannibal.
Best in Baton Rouge.
It is. Shout out to Matt and Liz for being wonderful hosts of the space.
They are amazing. And
also, some of our Animeish nights going to be probably trying to bring an Animeish night again in March. Hopefully, be warmed up. Hopefully, we get some people out. I haven't decided what I'm on show. Probably go do Red Line because I need to get these all R-rated anime films to you people because I want to. Don't bring your damn kids. I'm joking. Bring your kids if you want. That's your business. But we're going to tell you in advance they ain't necessarily for kids. It is what it is. But so, wrapping up, Camp, floor is yours.
Everybody, I'm Camp. I go by A-Lock in the metaverse out there. Again, don't worry about finding me. I probably peery blocked you already.
He probably has.
Probably pre-blocked you.
Hey, bro, I had to pre-block some people already. Some Trump supporters.
Cooper, the father of the pre-block. Cooper,
hey, bro, it's not even a pre-block.
I had to pre-block so many people.
Some people go, I'd be like, why are they on my friend list? And then I just brief on look at their profile. And it's
one thing too much.
No, it's not one thing. It's usually not one thing. For it to be one thing, it got to be a pretty bad one thing. But when it's a series,
it has been one thing. Pickle,
it's just like, why is this person on my list? Oh man, lose my number. Lose my information. Like, don't, you ain't gotta see what I'm doing. Cause it's always those people. It never fails. I don't even allow people to comment on my stuff on a personal page sometimes. Especially if they know it's provocative. Just take it. Deal with it. Yeah. I don't care. You're not going to debate me.
He wants to share the information. He doesn't want your opinion on it.
So. I share what I share. I don't need to know your thoughts on my opinion. Or if I share a fact, you don't need to tell me about another fact that got nothing to do with this fact. I had that happen. I was like, wasting your time.
I don't care how you feel about Joe Rogan. He gets no play in my whip.
Yeah. But that's all we got. That's all our time, folks. I didn't talk too long as usual.
Y'all, there's a hotline called Calling Oates that only plays Hall and Oates songs for you when you call 719-266-737. That's 71926 Oats.
What? Okay. Well, they ain't sponsored that, so I don't know. I don't care about them. But I'm like, okay, that's the thing.
I have a head full of useless knowledge. I share it with the world. You are not welcome.
You're right. I am. Oh, wow. And we went to double over in pain. Oh, geez. This is how we headed to our Mardi Gras. Right there with that. Folks, you got a second. Peace.
Peace.
All right.